Why? Nice shot.
Wielding a sledgehammer, anti-gambling advocates took turns smashing up a Lucky 7 slot machine with the state capitol in the background as TV news cameras recorded. David Blankenhorn with the Institute for American Values organized the event.
It felt great. I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Blankenhorn says his side of the fight doesn't have much money to get their message across to voters. So he says for $340, he bought the slot machine on eBay and organized the smashing party. He denies, though, that it's merely a publicity stunt.
This is not a stunt. This is an effort to try to get our argument out. The research is very clear on the role of these machines and what these machines do.
Blankenhorn says he's reviving a decades-old tradition of politicians destroying slot machines. He stood beside a photo of New York City Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia smashing a slot machine back in the 1930s. LaGuardia warned New Yorkers that the slots preyed on them and took their money. Today, New York's top politicians support slot machines and other casino gambling. Governor Cuomo and the legislature are pressing for approval of a ballot measure to change the state's constitution to allow up to 7 new gambling casinos in the state. They say it will create thousands of jobs, increase state revenue, and offset property taxes, and provide funding for schools. Blankenhorn and other opponents say the casinos also economically depress surrounding areas, create more problem gamblers, and become essentially a tax on those in society least able to afford it.
It's a regressive public policy. It's a policy that takes from the have-nots and distributes it to the haves. It's an argument that says that there is a good reason why our Constitution prohibits this, and there is not a single good reason to change the constitutional prohibition.
The event attracted a few stares from state workers on their lunch hour, along with one heckler. E.J. McMahon, with the conservative think tank the Empire Center, also stopped by to watch. McMahon, who is not for or against gambling, questions, however, the rosy predictions made by state officials about job creation, property tax reduction, and more money for education.
I think it's been grossly oversold. On an economic basis and on a fiscal basis. I don't think anybody's demonstrated it's going to, on net, create a significant number of new jobs. The amount of added revenue the state itself expects to collect from it is equivalent to 1% of school aid.
Governor Cuomo, who has so far not taken an actively public role in backing the casino expansion, argues that gambling already exists in New York. He says a no vote on the ballot amendment won't change that.
You have to say, well, hold on a second, it's not really gambling versus no gambling. I know we have to change the Constitution, but we already have gambling. We just don't call it gambling. We have casinos. We call them racinos, and you have to go through that whole conversation. But I think it passes, but it's a sophisticated argument, no doubt.
New York already has several casinos run by Indian tribes. It has also exploited a loophole in the state's current laws to offer what are termed video lottery terminals. They're essentially slot machines connected to the state's legal lottery system. And even if the amendment fails at the ballot, Cuomo has already said he'll authorize more of the slot-like video lottery terminals at locations all around the state. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.